Dreams of a Final Theory by Steven Weinberg, continued.
Disc 8.
By measuring the distance to the Andromeda Nebula, Hubble showed that this, and by inference thousands of other similar nebulas, were not just outlying parts of our galaxy, but galaxies in their own right, quite as impressive as our own. Modern cosmologists even speak of a Copernican principle, the rule that no cosmological theory can be taken seriously that puts our own galaxy at any distinctive place in the universe. Life, too, has been demystified. Just as von Liebig and other organic chemists in the early 19th century demonstrated that there was no barrier to the laboratory synthesis of chemicals like uric acid that are associated with life. Most important of all were Charles Darwin and Alfred Russel Wallace, who showed how the wonderful capabilities of living things could evolve through natural selection with no outside plan or guidance. The process of demystification has accelerated in this century, in the continued success of biochemistry and molecular biology in explaining the workings of living things. The demystification of life has had a far greater effect on religious sensibilities than has any discovery of physical science. It is not surprising that it is reductionism in biology and the theory of evolution rather than the discoveries of physics and astronomy that continue to evoke the most intransigent opposition. Even from scientists, one hears occasional hints of vitalism and belief in biological processes that cannot be explained in terms of physics and chemistry. In this century, biologists, including anti-reductionists like Ernst Mayr, have generally steered clear of vitalism. But as late as 1944, Erwin Schrödinger argued in his well-known book, What is Life?, that enough is known about the material structure of life to tell exactly why present-day physics cannot account for life. His reason was that the genetic information that governs living organisms is far too stable to fit into the world of continual fluctuations described by quantum mechanics and statistical mechanics. Schrödinger's mistake was pointed out by Max Perutz, the molecular biologist who, among other things, worked out the structure of hemoglobin. Schrödinger had ignored the stability that can be produced by the chemical process known as enzymatic catalysis. The most respectable academic critic of evolution may currently be Professor Philip Johnson of the University of California School of Law. Johnson concedes that evolution has occurred, and that it is sometimes due to natural selection, but he argues that there is no incontrovertible experimental evidence that evolution is not guided by some divine plan. Of course, one could never hope to prove that no supernatural agency ever tips the scales in favor of some mutations and against others.